Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, this election is part one. Part one is over technically. Okay. At least the part where, you know, Joe Biden thinks he's the president-elect and some other things, too. They go along with it. A real resolution is probably about a month away, but it's not too early to learn some important lessons. Not the least of these lessons is what it takes to transform a first-time gun owner into a first-time gun voter. Now, I thought, I really thought that these guys, once they got a taste of gun control in their home state that they voted for in the first place, I thought these guys would be all up and down, you know, pro-gun, absolutely got to be with it, yeah. A lot of people projected a huge flood tide of first-time gun owners would lead to millions of men and women who would be voting in support of the Second Amendment, not just as one more factor, but placing gun rights among their prime factors when it comes to determining who to support with their ballots. Looking at things right now, I would have to say we were wrong. And I think it's important to understand what happened, because there's always a next election less than 4 years from now. Now, a lot of people are looking at the many millions of first-time gun owners that stepped forward and bought guns and reacting in reasonable fear over the possibility of a Biden presidency, because Biden had gone public with his plans to put gun control policies in the hands of notorious gun-grabber wannabe Beto O'Rourke. Now, in the face of this very public position, those who might one day hope to become gun owners reasonably decided not to wait, but to buy right away. And you can look all around. You can look at the Washington Free Beacon, the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, all of which noted the dramatic upsurge in first-time gun purchasers. And listen, to get them to notice is no small feat. Each article noted that this economic support of gun rights should equate to men and women who, for the first time, would be taking the Second Amendment into consideration when they decided to vote. And then there's the Biden firearm position as published online on the Democratic Party platform. Forbes even called it voting with their guns, which is an interesting way to put it. But didn't quite turn out that way. All three sources agreed that there were four factors involved in the skyrocketing new gun purchases. COVID-19 and its out-of-control impact on society. This was especially evident in the rampant unemployment which accompanied the lockdown, a level of unemployment with no option for any sort of replacement job. And then a lot of people were looking at what they thought was a very dangerous unknown. People responded by ensuring their own ability to defend themselves, their loved ones, and their communities. even more potent than COVID-19 were the riots. And that began towards the end of May in Minneapolis before it spread to Seattle and Portland, as well as to several cities in Wisconsin and a number of other locations. All of those, complete with shootings and arson, seem to encourage and motivate first-time gun buyers. Related to that murderous civic disorder was the far-left push to defund the police. The gutting of metropolitan police forces quickly motivated individual citizens to become responsible. And when you have a society with a sharp reduction in police services, a meme arose. When seconds count, the police are just minutes away. That's not actually that new, though. That popular slogan drove millions of people to first-time gun ownership with good reason. And then millions of people were afraid that Joe Biden might be elected president as opposed to turning over federal gun control policy to Beto O'Rourke. They felt that there was no better time to buy a handgun, shotgun, or rifle than before January 20th, Inauguration Day, of either President Trump or Vice President Biden. And it was that last factor which Forbes, the Washington Free Beacon, and the Wall Street Journal agreed upon. But the 5 million additional gun-owning supporters of President Trump beyond his 2016 vote totals did not come through as it was projected. Now, Trump, even-handed election, Trump got more popular votes than anybody's ever gotten before. More than Obama. He got more than Biden. But Biden somehow or other found 5 million additional voters in addition to the record-setting run by President Trump. And, you know, we'll talk about that another time. Any surge in votes for Trump among those first-time gun owners was lost in the tidal wave of votes made possible by mail-in voting. Now, for those of us who have long owned a gun and who have a very strong ongoing commitment to the Second Amendment, the linkage between gun ownership and voting seems obvious, and that's one reason why the NRA has long held such a powerful influence in Washington. Seemed only natural that new first-time gun owners would share these feelings, especially when you take into consideration the reasons that they became first-time gun owners. But this was an assumption with no previous research. There was no time before this where we'd seen this much of a surge, so our expectations turned out to not be quite an accurate thing to consider. As a result, the apparent failure of the first-time gun owner to become a decisive factor in Trump's run for re-election caught gun experts, me among them, sort of off guard. And the vote totals in 2020 suggest that, you know, it'll take more than first-time ownership of a revolver, pistol, shotgun, or rifle to turn a voter into a committed supporter of the Second Amendment. Indeed, one of the things that, if you look at the totals, Trump is somewhere just north of 70 million votes. I can tell you right now, all the gun owners did not vote. Categorically, I can tell you that. All the gun owners did not vote. I would love to know why. I know of some that have indicated to me that they voted for the third party. I don't know why. I know that for some people that they look at Trump and Trump's not their cup of tea. He's not their cup of tea. I get that. I don't understand, you know, when I ask why, what I hear is, I don't like the way he acts, and I don't like the way he talks, and I don't like some of the things he said. But remember this about Trump. Prior to him being the president, he's never held political office. He's operated under the same standards of most people. Yeah, he's a billionaire, and yeah, he's in the media, and he's a lot of things, but he is, you know, for the most part, this is, you know, everybody was like, we want an outsider. There you go. He was there. A little disappointing about the first-time gun owners, but, you know, there will be another day. And this one's not over yet. This one is not over by far. It's still in play. Might be something in somebody's hat that we're getting ready to see pulled out any minute now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. You know, when you get out there and you listen to somebody that you know truth about, and it's some of these things are very easy to ascertain truth about this. I saw where, you know, we're getting the return of Barack Obama into the public eye. And, you know, he's got a new book out now called The Promised Land. And he wrote in the book, for millions of Americans spooked by a black man in the White House, Donald Trump promised an elixir for their racial anxiety. This coming from a guy who got tens of millions of white people voting for him. This is truly a multiracial electing of this particular individual. Now, when he was in office, I was never, ever particularly spooked that he was in office. I found him to be, as a winner of an election in the first election, when he was out there and he told John McCain, look, we won. I found that to be an incredibly ingracious thing to say. I mean, I got an ego. I know how egos work and everything, and sometimes mine is raging. But you know what? When people put that much trust into you, even though, you know, there was a lot of stuff about Barack Obama that was sort of a con man, when people put that much trust in you, well, it just comes down to this. You should be a little bit humbled, maybe. Now, I know lots of places. When he was running for the nomination against Hillary Clinton, he won South Carolina, as an example. He won counties in New York that were only 2% black. He won counties where it was the white people of those counties that elected him. Now, I don't know about you, but in a world where we exist today with athletes and entertainers and everything else where, you know, they've been accepted, racial melanin aside, all of them have been accepted. All of them have a following. The only time I ever hear about them not being accepted is when they're telling me that I don't accept them. You know, this whole idea of racial anxiety, that seems preposterous to me. And it's very low on the list of local motivators. And in 2012, when he ran for his second term, he was just as black in 2012 as he was in 2008, and he scared no one. High on the list of the real anxieties, though, was the economy. The once prosperous county that I just talked about in New York had been hemorrhaging jobs and people since 1970. 2008, when Barack Obama came out there, one of the big reasons he won was instead of talking about John McCain, he talked about hope and change. And people ignored the details and put their trust in him. In October 2012, after 4 years of left-leaning economic amateurism, the national unemployment rate stood at 7.9%, the worst recovery in our history. And it was higher still than that county in New York. And the president was out there saying at the time, these jobs that have gone overseas, they're never coming back. And when Congress was unable in 2012, if you remember this, unable to pass a law giving relief to the so-called dreamers, young people brought to the country illegally, he decided unilaterally to give as many as a million people relief from deportation proceedings, as well as the right to apply for work authorization. Now, you can imagine how well that decision set with the unemployed and underemployed in that county in New York. They did not have to wait until he said mockingly of Trump's ambition to bring back manufacturing jobs, "What magic wand do you have?" to know that for them, hope was an illusion and change was for the worse. In 2012, somehow Mitt Romney won in that county by 8%. And, you know, you got to ask yourself, Mr. Obama, did Romney prevail because of the nation's dismal economic performance or because in 2011, Donald Trump triggered a deep-seated panic by peddling assertions that Obama had not been born in the United States and was an illegitimate president? And as you may recall, early in your career, Mr. Obama, you were the one who claimed on a promotional brochure put out by literary agency Acton and Distel that you were born in Kenya and raised in Indonesia and Hawaii. And for the record, Trump never claimed you were born in Kenya. To be sure, he questioned the legitimacy of your birth and speculated on why he took such pains to keep it under wraps, but he never went beyond speculation. As curiosity had nothing to do with wraiths and everything to do with fictional nativity story you had been peddling since your emergence on the national stage. So, January 2009, 79% of white people and 64% of black people held a favorable view of race relations in America. And by July 2013, those figures had fallen to 52% among whites and 38% among blacks. Is that part of your legacy, Mr. Obama? That had nothing to do with Donald Trump and much more to do with Obama's Tourette-like instinct to cite race as the cause of his own and his own administration's failings. And then the ticks became more apparent. 2016, the county that you carried in 2008 in New York gave Trump a 20-plus margin point victory over the very white Hillary Clinton. Did her sex panic the people in New York, or did they catch on that coastal elites had nothing but contempt for the deplorables in a working-class city? In 2020, they again gave Trump a 20-point margin, more than 30% before the mail-ins were counted, and in fact, the whole southern tier of New York. You know, Barack Obama owes America an apology. And he owes Donald Trump an apology. Yeah, he does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 11 million cases of coronavirus have been reported in the United States, with the most recent million coming in less than a week. That's according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. We do have positive news regarding a coronavirus vaccine.
President Trump's Operation Warp Speed is again paying off with major dividends. A second U.S. company in a week is reporting results that far exceeded expectations in the COVID-19 fight. Moderna said Monday its experimental vaccine was 94.5% effective in preventing COVID-19 COVID-19 based on interim data from late-stage clinical trials. Together with Pfizer's vaccine and pending more safety data for the FDA, the United States could have two vaccines authorized for emergency use in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Wall Street beginning the week on an up note, the Dow closing up 470 points. USA Radio News. The Trump campaign is urging a judge to preserve a bid to block Pennsylvania from certifying Joe Biden as the winner, claiming there's evidence that voters in Democrat-leaning counties were improperly allowed to fix errors on their ballots. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is leading President Trump's legal challenge.
When I get down to the votes, let's just pick Pennsylvania. We have identified 632,000 illegal votes. 632,000. It's enough to have the president win the state by 300,000, which is actually what he won it by.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, a hearing is set for tomorrow regarding that lawsuit. After a standoff with global regulators, management turmoil, and a massive safety review, Boeing is set to win U.S. approval on Wednesday to resume flights of its grounded 737 MAX. The planes have been grounded since March of 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When researching the effectiveness of school resource officers, a student research intern at Virginia Tech and a Chima erroneously concluded that there is no research to suggest that SROs are actually effective in preventing crime and keeping kids safe. In a piece titled Letter, colon, Remove School Resource Officers, published in the Roanoke Times on November the 4th, 2020. Now, by asserting her emotional and ridiculous plea to establish or, you know, to abolish SROs in schools, she reveals her willful lack of curiosity regarding empirical data on the subject. There's actually quite a bit of stuff out there when you look at it. And it all has to do with SRO effectiveness, clearly documenting a relationship between SRO intervention, disruption, and sometimes outright prevention of shootings at American schools. How much research did Chima actually do to come to her conclusion? She acknowledges one instance where the derelict SRO of MSD High School, Scott Peterson, committed an atrocious and cowardly act, but Chima becomes dubiously silent about four other school shootings in 2018, when an SRO was very effective, saving untold lives in the process. And those like Chima have always, they're always especially quiet if the SRO deterred or stopped the shooter using their gun. Her dangerous stance would only risk the exposure of more students to death and suffering. Apart from helping create a climate of school safety, SRO duties also include establishing and fostering positive relationships with students, investigating crimes, solving student disputes using conflict resolution method, and providing mentorship, especially for troubled boys who don't have a positive male role model in their lives, which happens most frequently in minority communities. Chima's misinformation attempt about SROs is easily debunked. And I'm going to do it for you right now. And I've got eight instances right now that I can give to you. Like Sullivan Central High School, August 30th, 2010. County School Director Jubai Yanir said Resource Officer Karen Gudger and Principal Melanie Ryden confronted Cowan outside the school and kept him away from students until deputies arrived. And Gudger's quick thinking in getting the gunman away from others potentially saved a number of lives and won her national recognition. Reynolds High School, June the 10th, 2014. Reynolds High School Emergency Management Director Chris Voss said, the fact that there were school resource officers on site very much diminished the amount of time involved in the incident. Having them on site was critical for mitigating loss of life in response to the active shooter incident. Chief of Police Scott Anderson said, I cannot emphasize enough the role that Mr. Rispler and the responding officers played in saving many lives yesterday. Chief Deputy Jason Gates also explained the vital role of SROs. The commission, they have diffused numerous violent incidents in schools and helped steer troubled students for better career paths. Well, that sounds sort of wordy, doesn't it? But that's what they said. Then there's Fern Creek Traditional High School, September 30th, 2014. An after-action report was very critical about how much of the school's response to the shooting, while it applauded the school's resource officer who responded to the shooting within 1 minute. The report states this may show the value of having an SRO in the school where the perpetrator have continued to pursue his intended target instead of fleeing if the school didn't have an SRO. Great Mills High School, March 20th, 2018. Swift action of the school's sole resource officer, Blaine Gaskell, was instrumental in bringing the incident to a quick end. Gaskell's quick reaction, confronting Rollins just 3 minutes after the teen shot two students, has been credited with bringing the incident to a quick end. Forest Hills High School, April 20th, 2018. SRO James Long was praised for quickly confronting the gunman. Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods said Long heard a loud bang about 8:39 a.m., immediately rushed to the source of the sound. Within minutes, at about 8:42 a.m., Long reached the shooting scene and the shooter was in custody. Sheriff Woods said Long did not hesitate. He went right in. Oh, Scott Peterson. Why didn't you do that, bud? Dixon High School. What is that? That's May 16, 2018. SRO Mark Dallas heard shots near the school gym, rushed toward the noise, and in an exchange of gunfire struck the shooter, who was quickly arrested. School officials and law enforcement alike praised Dallas as a hero for his quick action, crediting him for saving countless lives. Santa Fe High School. May 18, 2018, according to Alexandra Beck of the TMC Pulse magazine, once SRO Barnes confirmed that there was an active shooter, he used the edge of a hallway as a shield, then stuck out his arm and fired. As he turned the corner, he had his arm and his gun out, and as soon as the shooter saw his arm, the shooter opened fire. During an interview, Barnes said, I just wanted to live. All of us were trying to make it through it. We were all fighting for our lives. The very best combination of things you can have in a school. And this has been found, there's been a study out there about this. I don't remember, it's a college somewhere in Toledo, or some institute in Toledo, some study group out of Toledo. They are calling for, and suggested that, there be a combination of school resource officers and armed teachers. Now, you notice the thing about the school resource officers is as fast as they are to react, you're still talking 60 seconds in some cases, right? Pretty quick. And that's really quick. That's really quick reaction. But you got to cover ground. I mean, these guys can't teleport. If you had two armed teachers on a hallway during class time, and if you had two armed teachers in the hallway in between classes, which would be quite the tactical nightmare, let me tell you, with a hallway full of students. But nonetheless, I mean, that would be what you had to do. And school resource officers. You've got a first line of defense followed up by the cavalry. Because you would want to have them in communication with the SROs. Telling them where they're at, telling them which hallway they're on, telling them in which direction the shooter's coming from. Hopefully the SROs either know what they're, they know he's coming from the north side or he's coming from the south side. They know what that is or they can figure it out. And then you don't have, you've got a description of the shooter. You're not trying to figure out who is the bad guy, who's the good guy. It's a good thing. It's a lovely thing. So, those advocating for the abolishing of the SRO programs in American schools should consider the consequences of their stance and explore how doing so would eliminate the possibility of an SRO making a life-saving impact of someone's life, possibly someone they love or even theirs. I know that all of you that are salivating over defunding the police, you just can't take that in. But I hate to tell you this, but you are as defenseless as those kids in that school. Unless you're either armed or you have someone around you that is armed. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, let's talk a little bit. Let's look at another bit of anecdotal evidence that happened here close to me, that the Democrats' embrace of an extreme anti-gun agenda hurt them at the polls this year, which it does every time they bring it up. Not only did they fail to wrest control of any state house or Senate chamber from Republicans, but many rural Democrats lost long-held seats thanks to their party's insistence on targeting legal gun owners instead of criminals. Like South Carolina State Senator Glenn Reese, who has represented the state's 11th district since 1990, but after 30 years in office, he was unceremoniously tossed out on Election Day, losing to Republican challenger Josh Kimbrell by more than 10 points. I've met Josh before. He will make a fine state senator. He says, what you think? He says that gun control may have been a big factor in his loss. During the campaign, Kimbrell accused Reese of not being conservative enough for a Republican-majority district. He also accused Reese of being anti-Second Amendment, which Reese vehemently denied. He said, I support the Second Amendment and have a South Carolina gun permit and an out-of-state permit, which is the same thing, Senator. I don't know why you think you have to say that you have two of them, because, well, if you have one, you have them both. But that's all beside the point. I think it's splendid that he has a concealed carry license, but you want to know what else he has? He has a C rating from the NRA, and Kimbrell has an AQ, meaning he received an A based on his answers to the organization's candidate survey, but couldn't be graded on any votes because he didn't hold office. And ultimately, gun voters cared far more about what Reese is going to do to protect their right to bear arms than the fact that he's got a license to carry for himself. So does Kevin Sweeney in New Jersey, by the way, former Senator Reese. And he wasn't just accused of being anti-Second Amendment. His opponent made an issue out of the fact that Reese introduced a bill to ban the possession of firearms on and around a local lake where Reese lives. Reese, also unopposed in his party's June 9th primary, said Kimbrell is partially right. He didn't introduce a bill last year that would make it unlawful for a person to hunt, possess a firearm, or discharge fireworks on or immediately adjacent to the waters of Lake William C. Bowen. But Reese, who said he is a gun owner himself, added he is unequivocally a Second Amendment supporter. Said, I always have loaded firearms around me everywhere I go, said Reese, who owns the Krispy Kreme business in Spartanburg. I've got 2 gun permits, in-state and out-of-state permit. I'm the real deal, and they're loaded, ready to go. I'm in business. You don't take any chances. Well, you will get to make sure that those are fresh now, sir. And while it's great that he sits out there, I don't know exactly where this in South Carolina, the permit that you have in South Carolina is the permit that you have to have reciprocity with in other states. There are some people get the New Hampshire or the Arizona non-resident, or the Utah or the New Hampshire non-resident permit for certain states. But then again, there's so many states that recognize my permit. I've never felt the need to go do that. So I don't know why he has not 1 but 2. I am glad that he takes his personal safety seriously, but a bill to ban firearms on or around a 1,500-acre lake, which also included a ban on hunting, is going to be controversial in a district with a lot of gun owners, if for no other reason than it's an embrace of the idea that gun-free zones actually work, which is pretty stupid. Second Amendment voters don't elect politicians because they have a concealed carry permit. It's never going to happen. We elect the candidates that will ensure our right to keep and bear arms isn't going to be infringed. Senator Reese was one of 3 incumbent Democratic state senators to suffer defeat in South Carolina, along with 2 of their Democratic colleagues in the state house. And Republicans now control the state Senate 30-16, the House by a margin of 81-43, and at the congressional level, Democrats suffered losses as well. First District Democrat incumbent Joe Cunningham has said the AR-15 should never be in the hands of civilians. Was upset by Republican challenger Nancy Mace, who I've also met, a state representative endorsed by the NRA, who's worked on issues like concealed carry reciprocity while in the state legislature. And her victory gives Republicans control of 6 of the 7 congressional seats in the state, and Democrats in South Carolina can thank their party's views on gun control for putting you guys in this fine position, boys. And girls. So, anyway. I just found that. I need to look up Josh. I need to see if I can find his number again and figure out what we could do. I need to call him and congratulate him and all this other fun stuff. So, we also have this before we flip into the next hour. Supreme Court Associate Justice Samuel Alito, he did an address to the Federalist Society last Thursday. And that's making headlines largely for his comments about COVID-19 and the threat that the pandemic poses to individual liberties. But I'm surprised that more people aren't talking about Alito's reserve smackdown of 5 Democratic senators who threatened the court with restructuring if it didn't drop a challenge to a New York City gun law. That case was known as the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus the City of New York. It was ultimately mooted by the court earlier this year after New York City changed the law being challenged by the Supreme Court after the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case. But here's what Alito had to say about the right to keep and bear arms. He said, of course, the ultimate second-tier constitutional right in the minds of some is the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. From 2010, when we decided McDonald versus Chicago, until last term, the Supreme Court denied every single petition asking us to review a lower court decision that rejected the Second Amendment claim. Last year, we finally took another Second Amendment case, and what happened after that is interesting. And this isn't the first time that Alito has complained about the Second Amendment being treated as a second-class right. He penned the majority opinion in the McDonald case, and a decade ago he warned that the right to keep and bear arms rests on the same footing as the rest of our individual rights. We also get, in rejecting the city's argument against incorporation, Alito wrote that it would be inappropriate to treat the right as a second-class right subject to an entirely different body of rules than the other Bill of Rights guarantees incorporated under the Due Process Clause. Although Justice Alito was referring specifically to incorporation, the passage is regularly cited by advocates and scholars to claim that the Second Amendment itself is being treated as a second-class right. Although this right may have controversial public safety implications, so too do the other rights impose restrictions on law enforcement and on the prosecution of crimes. States are limited by the Constitution, but they still have room to devise local solutions for local conditions. Incorporation does not imperil every law regulating firearms. But when he was speaking to the Federalist Society, he elaborated on the issues at hand during the New York City gun case. And I don't have time to go into all that before we run out of the hour. So I will follow this up when we get back, simply because this is paramount to consider when you've got a bunch of senators threatening to restructure a body simply because they don't get what they want. And he provided a little bit of a smackdown with that one. It was amusing in a way that, I being as much of a conservative as I am, I enjoy the pain of the left. I really do. I mean, I've done my very level best to look at them and say, oh, they're just Americans. But, you know, every time I do that, they come back with the stuff that they do. And then, of course, I'm not happy with that. So we'll pick this up when we get back, among other things. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.